Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Denard Span. Batting second. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting third. The DH, Justin Morneau. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jason Kubel. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Michael Cuttier. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brendan Harris. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Brian Buescher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Nick Punto. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Alexi Carcilla. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Glenn Perkins. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Adam Kennedy. Batting second. The shortstop, Orlando Cabrera. Batting third. The center fielder, Scott Hairston. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Matt Holliday. Batting fifth. The DH, Jack Cust. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Darrick Barton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Landon Powell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Rajay Davis. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Trevor Cahill. And now, play ball. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Span takes first base on ball 4. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mauer hits a fly ball into left field. Holliday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Justin Morneau batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Span. The throw from Powell and he is out, Cabrera applying the tag. Two outs. Justin Morneau batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morneau hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kubel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Adam Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Hairston batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hairston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cabrera moves to second. Matt Holliday is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Holliday hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cabrera scores. Hairston moves to second. It's Twins, 1, Athletics, 1. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Perkins spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Perkins. Hairston moves to third. Holliday moves to second. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cust takes first base on ball 4. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Barton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perkins fields it and throws to home to get Hairston. Holliday moves to third. Cust moves to second. Two outs. Landon Powell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Holliday scores. Cust moves to third. Barton moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spann, who is chasing the ball. Davis reaches third base with a triple. Cuss scores. Barton scores. Powell goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Athletics. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier hits a fly ball into center field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Holiday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Buescher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Punto hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Adam Kennedy, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orlando Cabrera, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cabrera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cabrera takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to second. Scott Hairston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-1, Athletics. Kevin Mulvey now pitching. Matt Holiday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Holiday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Holiday hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Holiday moves to second. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cust is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cust hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Holiday scores. It's 9-1, Athletics. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Barton is 0-for-1 in the game. Barton hits a fly ball into left field. Kubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Landon Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cust moves to second. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Punto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Ellis, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cust scores. Powell moves to second. It's 10-1, Athletics. Adam Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powell moves to third. Ellis moves to second. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cabrera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cabrera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Powell scores. Ellis scores. Kennedy moves to third. It's 12-1, Athletics. Scott Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hairston is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carcilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barton scoops it up and throws to first, with Cahill covering, for the out. One out. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Span is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Span hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mauer hits a fly ball into left field. Holiday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Morneau takes first base on ball 4. Span moves to second. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubel is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubel hits a fly ball into center field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. R.A. Dickey now pitching. Matt Holliday is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Holliday is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Holliday takes first base on ball 4. Jack Kust is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kust is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kust hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Barton is 0-for-2 in the game. Barton hits a fly ball into left field. Kubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Landon Powell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuttier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris strikes out. 2 outs. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buescher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buescher hits a fly ball into center field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Punto scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Adam Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Punto is 0 for 1 in the game. Punto hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carcilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Carcilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Span is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Span hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Carcilla moves to second. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mauer strikes out. 2 outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morneau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morneau hits a line drive into center field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mauer scoops up the ball and tags Cabrera for the out. One out. Scott Hairston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hairston is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hairston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matt Holliday is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Holliday is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Holliday hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Hairston moves to second. Jack Kust is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kust is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kust takes first base on ball 4. Hairston moves to third. Holliday moves to second. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Barton is 0 for 3 in the game. Barton hits a pop-up towards short. Punto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Suzuki pinch hits for Landon Powell. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Suzuki hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hairston scores. Holliday scores. Kust moves to second. It's 14-1, Athletics. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kust scores. Suzuki moves to second. It's 15-1, Athletics. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ellis hits a fly ball into left field. Kubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kurt Suzuki now catching. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kubel is 0 for 2 in the game. Kubel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cuttier is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuttier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up towards short. Cabrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buescher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buescher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buescher for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Adam Kennedy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kennedy is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Punto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Crosby pinch hits for Orlando Cabrera. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Crosby hits a fly ball into left field. Cubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Crosby now playing shortstop. Scott Hairston now playing left field. Ryan Sweeney now playing right field. Rajay Davis now playing center. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Punto is 0-for-2 in the game. Punto hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barton scoops it up and throws to first, with Cahill covering, for the out. 1 out. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carcilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Span is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Span strikes out. Suzuki drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Span out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Redmond now catching. Ryan Sweeney batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Cust batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cust is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Cust hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buescher scoops it up and throws to first, with Dickey covering, for the out. Sweeney moves to second. 1 out. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barton is 0-for-4 in the game. Barton takes first base on ball 4. Brian Dunsing now pitching. Kurt Suzuki batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Suzuki is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harris juggles the ball. That's an error on Harris. Sweeney scores. Barton moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 16-1, Athletics. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Punto fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 16, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Russ Springer now pitching. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Redmond hits a fly ball into right field. Sweeney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos Gomez pinch hits for Justin Morneau. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gomez strikes out. Two outs. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubel is 0 for 3 in the game. Kubel hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 16, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Punto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Adam Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buescher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. Two outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Crosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosby hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Scott Hairston is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hairston is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Crosby moves to second. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sweeney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 16, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Edgar Gonzalez now pitching. Michael Cuttier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cuttier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buescher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buescher takes first base on ball 4. Harris moves to second. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Punto is 0 for 3 in the game. Punto takes first base on ball 4. Harris moves to third. Buescher moves to second. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carcilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carcilla hits a line drive towards short. Crosby catches it and throws to second to double up Buescher. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 16, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.